And now this is a dictation for Tina Belbot, B-E-L-B-O-T, June 20, 1938, address as a letter to Dr. Sarvepalli, S-A-R-V-S-I-N-V-I-C-T-O-R-E-P-A-L-L-I, Masonic Home, 466-3008. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, telemedicine for Mrs. Belbot. She is a nursing home patient with tracheostomy, respiratory failure, ventilatory assistance 24 hours. Encounter done through telemedicine with the help of provider. No hospital visits. Recent volume overload, receive extra diuretics intramuscular, remains on salt fluid restriction by feeding tube, no reported vomiting, dysphagia, does have chronic dysphagia, NPO, no diarrhea, bleeding, no hemoptysis, no increase of lung condition, no reported chest pain, no falling episode. Next paragraph, medication list review. Diabetes, cholesterol management, on narcotics, Coreg, Umex, Lasix. Next paragraph, weight 328 pounds, blood pressure 120/70, tracheostomy, she's able to feed her, she is chronically ill, bedridden. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries from April. Anemia 9.5, normal platelet count, creatinine 1.8, which is baseline, GFR 31, stage 3B to 4, normal sodium potassium, elevated bicarbonate, lightly from diuretics and respiratory failure, a normal calcium, low albumin, liver function test not elevated, normal glucose, next paragraph, assessment and plan, respiratory failure, tracheostomy, ventilatory assistance, no hemoptysis or recent exacerbation, next number morbid obesity, next number CKD stage 3-4 stable over time, no clinical indications for dialysis, next number non-atrophy of the right kidney with prior obstruction hydronephrosis, prior infection pyelonephritis, next number anemia, being followed by hematology, Dr. Akat, AKKAD. Next number, nutrition in the low side, no documented nephrotic syndrome, next number, normal electrolyte, next number, metabolic alkalosis, likely compensatory effect of respiratory failure, respiratory acidosis and the effect of diuretics, does not require any specific treatment, continue to monitor over time. End of dictation.